Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Kerri-Ann Haynes-Knight, a graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 9, 1913, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter published an article entitled Compulsory Isolation and the House Test, in response to comments made in an editorial in the Barbados Standard newspaper. The editorial was a retort to the Agricultural Reporter's lead article, published the previous Monday, regarding a proposal by a member of the General Hospital Board of Health for medical practitioners to be authorized to remove persons infected with typhoid fever from their homes and admit them to the general hospital, the almshouse, or an isolation hospital if said homes were deemed to be unsuitable for treatment. The Barbados Agricultural Reporter expressed strong opposition to the proposal, with the author of the article arguing that it would only lead to inequity based on the infected person's socioeconomic circumstances. It was, however, acknowledged that an amendment to the proposal had been submitted by the Honorable J.R. Phillips, which would require the board to first obtain the consent of the patient, his or her parent or guardian, or any other person responsible for their care before the infected person was removed from their home. The author of the article continued by suggesting that the Standard newspaper, in their editorial response to the original article, was undoubtedly in support of the compulsory removal of patients whose homes were deemed to be substandard. The Barbados Agricultural Reporter, in opposition to this stance, reiterated that such an approach would inevitably favor those of higher economic status, whose homes were well equipped, while disadvantaging the less fortunate, whose residences were deemed smaller and inadequate. The author warned that creating such class distinctions could result in public dissatisfaction and encourage resistance to public health regulations. To illustrate the point, the author supplied a scenario in which a prominent member of the General Board of Health hypothetically contracted typhoid fever and, due to his status, his home deemed to be fit for treatment. In this case, compulsory removal would not be required. In contrast, an ordinary citizen living in poor conditions would automatically be forced into one of the mandatory public health institutions. In concluding the article, the author reaffirmed the Barbados Agricultural Reporter's position on the matter, stating that public health regulations should be applied to all persons equally, whether rich or poor, in order to control the spread of typhoid fever. Over a century later, in 2020, with the arrival of the global COVID-19 pandemic to Barbados' shores, discussions surrounding compulsory isolation would be a topic of similar public discourse.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.